Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, I am your host, LaLisa J. Williams. Welcome to our segment this morning, Leadership Wisdom 101, Keys to 21st Century Leadership Success. How many of you want to be successful leaders? Great. Well, I will be giving you some tips, strategies, and tools on how to become a successful leader. This week, we're going to be talking about the 10 leadership behaviors that every great leader should be displaying. Also, we're going to talk today about the changing attitudes of today's leaders. You know, it's not just enough these days to do leadership the way we've always done it. We have many changes in our workplace, in our communities, and in societies. Over time, demands have changed. People's desires have changed. Our needs have changed. Therefore, our leadership strategies must also change. And that's why it's so important to have shows like this for those individuals who need leadership skills, who are hard-pressed to get it right. You see, some leaders I've found are just satisfied with doing an okay job, with doing a mediocre job as a leader. But there are some exceptional leaders out there who really want to be a success in what they do and how they lead and how they impact their environment and how they guide and develop their team members. Well, in order to do that, you need to know the tips, the tools, and the strategies. Now, it's been said in the past that a lot of people have struggled with the concept of whether leaders are born or made. And so over time and much discussion and much research, they have pretty much, there hasn't been a complete consensus on the matter. However, you do have individuals, a number of individuals, who feel that people are born with certain leadership traits and skills and abilities. Then there are those who have, over time, through their various experiences, through their various challenges, have become great leaders. Now, recently, in the United States, and the whole world has also examined and noticed the great leadership abilities that we see in our current president because it was so polarized and made so available for the whole world to see. And so this is great because it makes it very easy to give some examples that a lot of people will be able to notice and to see. Now, leadership, I tell you, I became very intrigued with the topic of leadership about 16 years ago as I was beginning to work on my master's degree. And I took a class where we had to do a research paper, and I chose leadership to research. And that's when I first learned that there was a lot of discussion out there, whereas people can't really decide if leaders are born or made. But for the leaders, for the people who believe that leadership can be made, there is a whole school of ways to be educated on how to be a great leader. There are books out there that will teach you how to be a great leader. There are books out there that will teach you how to be a great strategic leader, how to lead teams, how to lead and change. They'll talk about transformational leadership. They'll talk about situational leadership. There are many college professors and people with PhDs who have a lot of information about leadership. There are websites that you can go to. But I want you to stay tuned right here to this show. Each and every week over the next month, I'm going to be giving you some of the research that I've done on leadership. There's another organization out there, the American Management Association, in which you can go to their website. They do a lot of work on leadership and leadership training, leadership development. You can go to their website, American Management Association, drkenblanchard.com. You can also check out a Dr. Ken Blanchard. He is also does a lot of work and research on leadership, and he has great books out there, The 1 Minute Manager, The 1 Minute Leader, and things like that. You also have Dr. Stephen Covey. He is also a great leadership person and guru on leadership. Jack Welch, the previous CEO of the company General Electric, GE. And so you can look them all up on the internet. That's Jack Welch. You have Dr. Ken Blanchard, and you have Dr. Stephen Covey. These are all experts on leadership. And so really there is no excuse for people to be poor leaders. Now, let me just give you just a little bit of my background. I said that I was working toward my master's degree when I first discovered how huge leadership is. Well, today I'm working on a PhD in training and performance improvement at Capella University. So I finished my MBA in human resources. And leadership is just something that I've been thrust into. I remember back in 1980 when I went into the military, I was chosen to be a section leader. And one of the reasons they said that I was chosen because of my answer on the question when they asked everyone in the barracks, there were 80 of us, and they asked us, what is leadership? What is a leader? And I remember my answer very distinctly, because at the time I wasn't sure where I had gotten this answer from. But nonetheless, it was the answer I gave, and this is the reason they said they chose me. The answer I gave was that a leader has to first be a good follower. And that's something I had pretty much been accused of all my life, is being a follower, following behind other people. And so that always stuck with me. Now, that was back in 1980. This is 2009. So it's a very long time ago. But then my mother, before she left this side of the earth, she also said that I was a leader as it related to my siblings. So I guess, like I said, I was thrust into leadership. But I want to go over, so that's just a little bit about my background. Now I want to talk about leadership as it relates to some things that you can do to really become a good leader. So I want to talk about 10 leadership behaviors. Now, these behaviors are not the only behaviors that you will find in exceptional leadership. These are just the ones that I'm listing right now. And as time goes by, I will be listing other behaviors. So the first behavior that I want to talk about is, and they're not in any specific order, but there are 10. So one behavior that you have to have, you have to be willing to take risk. Now, when we talk about taking risk, I'm not talking about necessarily in risking your life, but you have to be able to risk certain things as a leader. For instance, a leader has to be able to have the ability to see the big picture. A leader has to be able to move forward against the stream sometimes, because other people don't always know what's ahead, and so they may be willing to just kind of stay where they are. And so a leader has to sometimes risk doing the easy to do the impossible to do. A leader has to also take risk in their time. A leader sometimes has to work longer. A leader may have to work harder. And so the leader has to risk their time. A leader has to oftentimes risk their personality and other things that, you know, if you weren't the leader, you wouldn't have to do, if leadership was not on your shoulder. So a leader has to be a person who has to be willing to take risk, who has to be willing to definitely not only step outside of the box, but actually live outside of the box. And that's a risk, because some people want to live comfortable. They want to live within the box. Another behavior that a leader has to have, a leader has to be responsible. So responsibility is something that a leader must display. You have to be responsible for your team, your division, your department, your organization, your community, or your country. Again, we can look to our current president, who has taken on the leadership very well, has the responsibility. And again, this is something that every leader must do, whether you're leading one or you're leading 1,001. I always like to tell people, if nothing else, you're the leader of one. You're the leader of yourself. You have to take responsibility for what you do. If you decide to start a business, you have to take responsibility for that business. If it fails, if it does well, either way, you're responsible. You can't push your responsibility off on someone else. Yes, we can develop people and train people, but ultimately, we are the ones that are going to be responsible at the end of the day. And that's something that a leader has to be strong and confident enough that they can handle the responsibility regardless of the outcome. Another thing the leader has to do, I said these are 10 things, that's two. Number three, a leader has to be able to reshape situations. A leader does not just come in, see things as they are, and they're okay with it. A leader has to be able to reshape so that the company, the organization, the people, the department, the unit, whatever, has to be able to continue to grow and move forward. You know, I find that a lot of people who work for leaders who don't know how to reshape and to come up with new concepts and ideas are individuals who are going to get stagnant. And then eventually their lust, their happiness, their joy is going to start to wane. It's going to start to dissipate and go away. And oftentimes, if this happens and a leader is not aware of this reshaping, you know, they're going to be wondering what's happening, what's going on. So I've just given you three of the 10 behaviors of a leader. Now, you might have just tuned into the show. Let me just stop and welcome you to the Blog Talk Radio show today, where we are talking about leadership. This is the Leadership Wisdom 101, Keys to 21st Century Leadership Success series that we're going to be doing over the next several weeks. As you know, this is a weekly show, and we do come on every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So over the next few weeks, we're going to be focusing on leadership. Leadership is a key to success of any group and even of ourselves. So even if you don't have a team under you, remember there's always one person following you, and that's you. Because they always ask about, when they talk about leadership, they say, how do you know you're a leader? Well, they say it's when someone's following you. That's true, but don't forget, you're following you. Because if you're not following you, you're following you first, and you may follow others, so you have to be the leader of one, if nothing else. So we're talking about the 10 behaviors of a leader. One, they must take risk. Two, they must take responsibility. Three, they must reshape. Four, a leader must be able to reflect. A leader has to be able to step back, reflect on what was done and where you need to go. What was done, where you are, what's missing, what do we need to do next? So a leader must be able to reflect. They must have that ability to step back and reflect. You don't just go without assessing how well you're doing, how everything is moving forward, how everything is moving along, what's happening with all the various team members. And so you have to build that reflection time in your day, your week, your month, and that is just a part of being a great leader. So we're building great leaders here, and I'm glad that we're able to offer this information, tools, and tips, things that has taken me years to research and to learn about and to experience on the various jobs that I've held and the various positions that I've held in the community, the organization that I lead, my own company, Performance Strategies Unlimited, the people that I coach, the individuals that I mentor. So being a leader has many dynamics to it. It's not just that you are a supervisor on your job. Some of us are leaders in our home. Some of us are leaders with our school systems. You might be the head of the PTA meeting. You may be the head of some women's association, some men's association. You may be a head of an association within your field of study, within your profession, within your job. I'm a president of a Toastmasters club. So we're leaders in many, many different areas. Don't just think because you're not the boss, quote-unquote boss, that you're not a leader. So leadership skills are just in huge, huge demand, that leadership. So you need this. So don't think just because you're not a supervisor right now or you're not a manager that you don't need this information. You need this knowledge to be a great leader. So we must take risks, be responsible, reshape, reflect. We also have to be able to redirect. That's number five. We must be able to redirect. A leader, again, after you've reflect, you may need to go in a different direction. And therefore, that's why you need that to be able to be strong enough to be responsible so that you can redirect the team in case things are going in the wrong direction. Sometimes you have members of the team that, you know, they're, we could call them mistakes. We could call them various things happen in the environment that you don't have any control of. Various legal things will change the perspective of what you're doing, and you have to change up. And so a leader needs to be able to not just stay going one way because that's the way you started out, and that way is going to lead to an unfruitful end. No, you want to change. You want to be able to redirect because at the end of the day, you're responsible for the fruit that is produced for the entire team. Yes, you're using the entire team to produce the fruit, but you're the ultimate person responsible leader. And so these are 10 behaviors for leaders. Also, a leader must have vision. The leader has to have a vision of where we're going. Sure, you can talk with the other team members, also get their perspective on how to best to achieve the vision. But the people on the team is always looking to the leader to have the vision. Now, it's not that you have the vision and everything has to be your way and go your way. We're not saying that. Absolutely not. Don't do that. That's the thing you don't want to do. But what you do want to do is you want to set the vision, and then you pull the team together and you get their perspective and their idea on how to achieve the vision, allowing them to use their gifts, their talents, their skills, and their abilities, because they're the ones who need to own this vision. And the way for them to own the vision is to say how they're going to achieve the vision. You set the vision, they say how to achieve it. But if you set the vision and you say how to achieve it, and now you just expect the team to come along and do what you say, that's a dictatorship. That's autocratic leadership. And we'll talk about leadership styles in another segment of the show. But right now, we just want you to realize what the basic 10 behaviors that a leader must be able to do. So the leader has to be able to set the vision. The leader also has to be able to redefine the vision. Okay, again, once you listen to your team and you hear some of their perspectives and their ideas on how to achieve the vision, you may find out that it could be somewhat impossible. It may not be able to be done that way, and you may have to tweak or, as I call it, redefine the vision. And don't be afraid to do that, understanding that it's for the best overall of the whole team so that you can achieve your ultimate goal. Another thing you have to do is that you have to be relentless. In other words, a leader has to have a lot of energy. You have to be able to be relentless. You have to be able to keep coming no matter what, and you have to have energy to inspire your team members. If you're drained and, you know, you don't have any energy and you don't have any enthusiasm and you just kind of ho-hum, well, the team is just not going to do what you need them to do, and you need the team. If you could do it all by yourself, you wouldn't need a team. And so you need to be relentless. So far we've covered risk, responsibility. You have to be able to reshape, reflect, redirect. You have to be able to have vision. You need to be able to redefine, be relentless, and you have to be able to, number nine, you must be able to retreat. The leader has to be able to take time to themselves. They have to be able to relax, get that energy level back up, because after you've poured out and empowered your team, now you need to regroup, restore, and get some of your energy back. So you need to be able to retreat. You need to be able to relax, go play golf, go ride a horse, work in the garden, build something, or whatever you do for relaxation, retreat. You know, it's a poor leader who works all year long and never takes a vacation. You know, some people think that makes them more needed and makes them more important to work like that. No, no, no. A leader needs to retreat to revive themselves, renew themselves, and restore, because a leader should be building others. And so you've expended great energy, and so you need to recoup that energy by retreating, going away somewhere, even if it's for one day. And so you have to be able to take it down. And some leaders don't know how to do that. And so it's been a challenge. It was a challenge for me and many people. Oh, rest, rest, rest. But I do. I get my rest every single night. I go away on vacation. I take off a day here or there just to relax and do nothing. But I'm actually doing something because I'm being rebuilt, revived. Now, another thing that the last of the 10 things that every leader, these are the behaviors of these great leaders, is that you must be resilient. You know, as you're working, you have to be resilient. You have to be able to get knocked down, possibly knocked out. But when you come to, you got to be able to get back up and get back into the fight again and again, regardless of the competition, regardless of what happens in the legal environment, the technological environment. Things could be happening in the social environment. And when you're out there in whatever business you're in, you could be in a nonprofit business, you could be in a public business, you could be in a private business, whatever kind of business you're in, you could be an artist in entertainment industry, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. Leadership is leadership, and leadership skills are for the whole team, not necessarily for the head person. But a leader, one of the great leadership skills is that you have to be resilient. If you're going to lead yourself to completion of anything, whether it's the completion of a degree, whether it's the completion of starting and running your business, whether it's the completion of helping your community to reorganize and redevelop, whether it's the leadership of running for some type of office and serving in that office once you are elected, whatever it is, you have to be resilient. There will be days, I can guarantee you, where things will not be your way. Things will knock you for a loop, and you have to be able to get up and come back. But that retreating will help you to do that. Okay, so hopefully I've covered 10 leadership behaviors that a leader needs. Now, I just want to talk for a minute about the changing attitude of leaders today, and one of the reasons why you need a message like this and you need to learn more about leadership. We're going to be doing, like I said, over the next several weeks, this topic on leadership. Well, let's talk about some of the changing attitudes. What is the attitude of a leader? And so, in my research, what I found is there's an old attitude, and then there's the new attitude, and you want to be the leader with the new attitude. But you will find in the workplace and in other places, in other areas of work, you will find that there are a lot of leaders out there of the old attitude. Now, but never mind, you're going to have the new attitude, and if that's you and you're a leader and you have the old attitude, it's time for a change. So let's look at the old attitude. The old attitude is where leaders, they insist on doing things their way. You know, it's my way or the highway kind of thing. That's the old attitude. Another old attitude is telling people what to do, just barking out the orders. Another old attitude has little interest in others' opinions. Don't want to hear the ideas. Remember when I said those 10 things that leaders do is when they listen to what the other members are saying as they're giving out their vision or they're giving out instructions. But the old attitude is they have a little interest in others' opinions. Everything's about what they want, what they think. The old attitude focuses on compliance. It's just do what I say. Don't step outside the line. The old attitude, another old attitude is they share information selectively. And we're going to talk about that in a subsequent show, of how that can damage your team, is to share information selectively only with certain people. Another old attitude has interest in order and continuity, just wanting to just keep the order, just do the same thing. Don't step outside of the box. Just continue doing what we do. It's more important to do that than to stop and redirect and reflect and reshape. It's just easier just to continue doing the same thing, regardless of if it's reaching your goals or not, regardless of if it's helping you to meet your organizational objectives. Another old attitude is it gives customers what they require. Just give them what they require. Nothing more. That's it. Not going over and above and beyond, not exceeding their expectations. Also is involved heavily in day-to-day work. That's the old attitude. You don't have time to reflect and look at the big picture and think strategically and come up with strategic plans because you're too involved in the day-to-day work, which is hurting the team, actually, because the team now they have to adjust themselves around the leader. And the team is the ones who should be doing a lot of the day-to-day work, the team members. Also, the old attitude of some leaders is to find out why mistakes were made and by whom, you know, as opposed to let's see how we can fix the mistake and move forward. They spend too much time on who did this and why is it done wrong and I'm going to get this person, and that's wasted energy, that's wasted time. You could have been redirecting and reflecting and already moved on somewhere else. Now, they make most of the decisions. Okay, that's poor leadership when you have to make most or all of the decisions. Now, let's look at the new attitude, and this is where if you're not here, you want to be able to move here. The new attitude is you want to remain open to new ideas and approaches. You want to see yourself as a coach and a mentor, not just telling people what to do. You want to hear what they have to say. You want to hear how they would do it. And then you want to coach and mentor them if they seem to be off track. But you want to make them feel important. You want to empower them. The new attitude also seeks ideas and feedback. You don't just bark out orders and don't take others' opinions. You go to others for their opinions. Another new attitude of leaders is to focus on commitment, not just compliance and expecting someone to do what was told, but you want a real commitment from that person. You want a real engagement from them so that you can ensure that they will actually stay with it. You try to share information openly and broadly. You encourage innovation and continuous improvement. You look for ways to exceed the customer's requirements. Remember before, the old attitude was just give them what they require. But no, you go out of your way to find ways to exceed what they require and what they expect. You also delegate most of the routine work to others. Empower people by giving them the responsibility to do the work as opposed to doing all the work. You use mistakes and you learn and improved opportunities. You expect people to make decisions, expect it. Okay, and that's what we wanted to share on leadership. What we want you to do is to definitely download this, listen to it again, share it with your friends. If you know any first-time supervisors, if you know individuals, you might have a leader that's struggling with leadership. Tell them about the show. Let them listen. We all need to learn, and we all need to learn from someone. So this has been LaLisa J. Williams, and you have been listening to The Coach LaLisa Show. We want you to come back next week where we're going to talk about challenges leaders face and the 7 keys to exceptional leadership. And I can tell you one of the keys is wisdom. And I must say, is wisdom to learn from others' mistakes. Well, that's all we have time for today. Again, this is Lalisa J. Williams. You can go to my website, sign up for our monthly newsletter at www.lilisajwillims.com. That's lilisajwilliams.com. Have a great and powerful day.